back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live, and this is Sabres arrival. Kind of disappointed that Lindy Ruff did not dress like the players, but look at that on MSG right now. Beautiful lederhosen sported by the Buffalo Sabres, the knee-high socks, the shorts, the suspenders, a note to maybe the great RJ. RJ would have loved that. Suspenders from everybody. The hats with the little feather on the side. Jack Quinn walking in and Peyton Krebs and the boys. I say some of them can really pull it well, Dan. Some of them are a little bit uncomfortable.
They're not sure, yeah.
Like the tall guys, like we just saw Matias Samuelsson, Alex Tuck, and Tage Thompson. It looks a little odd.
Yeah, but I think Samuelsson's got like, whatever, I'll wear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's so cool.
Jordan Greenway is walking out very slowly. Like he has a big bottle of water coming in. I almost feel like the play there would have been everybody walking in with a big stein.
Yeah.
A big, huge stein. You don't have to, you don't see in, right? Unless it's one of those glass big mug.
Yeah.
But the steins are usually like, you know, big and you don't see through. You don't know if they have anything in there, but just the fact that you would think they're walking in, really enjoying Oktoberfest.
Yeah, let's hope they weren't out at Oktoberfest last night
and
just didn't
tomorrow.
Change coming to work.
Tomorrow will be when they can enjoy it. They're staying one more day in Germany,
right,
and then before going over to Prague. And then they'll have the whole week to practice, get ready for the New Jersey Devils. But I feel like this is the fun experience. When I went to Europe with the Rangers, our four preseason games, we played Prague, Bratislava, Zug in Switzerland, and Frölunda, which was Henrik Lundqvist's pro team, Rasmus Dahlin's pro team.
Yeah.
That was a fun trip. That was the experience. And then it's like we went to Stockholm, and then that was business. And obviously the Sabres are in camp, and they are taking care of business, but you also have to enjoy it. So they've been going really hard at practice and trying to adjust to the time. That's a big difference, too. 6 hours different.
Yeah.
Tonight's game in Germany, in Munich, is at 8:30. We have it at 2:30 p.m. here, but it's an 8:30 game. It's a late game. It's the adjustment of the time and, you know, being able to get your sleep. So I think the sports science group and the coaching staff is all doing whatever they can. But what do you expect in this game this afternoon? I know it's going to be cool. The German fan fest and
the
drums and everything is going to be fun. But you know, other than the experience, what do you expect?
I think the experience, listen, sports is about the experience for the fans.
Yes.
For the players, too. I mean, there's a fan in every single one of these guys without being too hokey about it. But I've talked to a number of players who have been, and I know you know a number of players who have gone to Germany to play in their career, whether it's their NHL days are over or they just don't want to play in North America. They want to live a different lifestyle. And Germany is the place to go for exactly what we're going to see today, which is the atmosphere and the fans.
Yep.
And every single player raves about the passion of the fans in Germany for hockey over there. We're going to see it. We're going to hear it on the broadcast, hopefully. It's just out of this world. And what I'm really looking forward to from a hockey perspective for this group of Buffalo Sabres is dealing with the larger ice surface.
Well, I don't know if it's larger over there.
I read that it was.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, I read that
because
they're playing on a
bigger
sheet.
Because I know a lot of the newer rinks in Europe are going smaller because they like the NHL size.
And they want to draw the NHL over there.
But when the Sabres play New Jersey and Prague, it will be on NHL ice.
Yes, but because this is a friendly and it's in Germany, my understanding of what I've read is this will be...
It does look bigger as we can see it on... Yes,
so
absolutely.
It is larger. That's a big ice surface.
That's a big ice surface.
So, you know,
so the difference is usually it's 85 by 200, right?
Right.
Yep. International Olympic ice is 100 by 200. So people are going to say it's the same length, but it's 15 feet wider. So 7.5 feet on each side.
Yep.
It's a big difference, people. The angles are different.
Coaches,
the systems are different. Everything's
coaches
different.
Always talk, when we would go over with, when I was doing my World Junior Championship run for about 10 years or so, and we'd go to Europe, the teams from North America, I was with Team Canada, but even USA Hockey would talk about playing between the dots. Don't get drawn outside the dots because there's nothing there, really.
The same distance. The dots are in the same distance as the NHL rink. It's just everything on the outside.
And Lindy has already referenced that, you know, listen, the quickest way we can teach the guys who haven't played this that much. Now, most of them, I would say, probably have at some point. They've been in international competition, world championships, so they've been on these sheets of ice before. But as a group, as a team of one doing it together, they haven't before. Because we went to Sweden, to your point, a few years ago. That was an NHL ice surface at the rink there.
I got
there,
lit up.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
I've told this story many times here on Sabres Live, but I got lit up with the New York Rangers playing in Zug. That's in Switzerland. It was a big ice. Mm-hmm. And I had never really played on a big ice ever, right? Other than the few times we practiced at the Northtown Center on the Olympic sheet. Like, I've never played on big ice. When I went to the World Juniors, I played 8 seconds, didn't play. Now I went to the World Championship, I didn't play. I was the third goalie. So I went to Zug, we lost 9-6. There was times, Dan, where I looked back thinking my net should be behind me.
Right.
It was 5 feet over to the right. Like, the angles
That's
are different because...
That's how the rest of us play a goal, not
you. Exactly, but because it's so wide, you feel like you're getting drawn out. You're feeling like you're off to your side a little bit. So it'll be interesting if Luukkonen, who obviously has had the experience of the big ice, how he's going to do, because I anticipate Luukkonen to get this game today and getting ready for next week. Levi did good, but Luukkonen had, you know, his game against the Pittsburgh Penguins, he gave up three, so
let me ask you the question from someone who's never played the position then, and this might be anyone who's played, they're going to say, why are you asking this question? But here we go, because many of us haven't. In this situation, even for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, he's accustomed to the width of the, generally, to the North American ice surface. And he's preparing for that for just a few days down the road. But mentally, when he gets into this position, so he doesn't have the situation you had where you turn around in the net, oh, it's over there.
It's not where
What is your focal point in front of you to let you know that you are in front of it? Because I'm thinking it's almost like you're...
It's not in front of you. It's behind you. And a lot of the European goalies, when they first got to the NHL in the 80s and 90s, the one common denominator was they played deep in their crease because they didn't want to get lost, right? And, but the NHL goalies in the 80s and 90s were challenge.
Right.
Cut the angle challenge. That was the overset example of cut the angle and challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the game is so fast and very much east-west as opposed to north-south, goalies stay deeper. But that's not how I played. I played the top of my crease.
So you'll be using the edge. He'll be using the edge of the blue paint.
The blue paint
much.
And your net behind you. You tap your post. You tap your net because you don't want to get lost out. Because if you're out a little farther, you will get drawn out.
So that's in fitting with Oktoberfest in a keg, he'll be tapping a little bit more
tap,
just to remind himself, I'm good.
Yeah, you need to know where you are. You need to stay in the blue paint. That's what...
Because I actually want to see the highlight where the goalie, like yourself, is 5 feet nowhere near the net and thinks he's
Remember
there.
Josh Holden?
I want to see that.
Remember Josh Holden?
Yes.
Josh Holden played in the NHL a little bit. He was with Zug in Switzerland.
Yeah.
He had a hat trick. I think he had 6 points. They thought he was going to get an NHL contract and be first line center somewhere out of that game because he like lit us up. But I was terrible. We were all terrible on the big ice. But okay, so they play Red Bull 2:30 here on MSG and the bet 15:20, I should say. Luukkonen, I anticipate him to go. I think we will see the main lineup, right? Like, that's their last preseason game. So
I would guess,
main lineup. We haven't seen them all together because the one game, there was no McLeod Greenway and there was no Zucker. The next game, Tuck didn't partake. There was some changes to the lineup. So
A lot of times, too, you'll hear talk about, hey, this could be a dangerous game because the other team is out to prove something. They're playing an NHL side. They're in front of their home fans. Just going down the Red Bull roster today, getting back from Ottawa late last night, and looking at the age of a lot of these players, you got a couple of 21-year-olds, but a lot of these guys are in their 30s.
Yeah.
So it's not as if they're going to come out and say, hey, I should still be back in the NHL. They're happy. They're on probably one of the best teams in the German league anyway, and they've won championships a number of times. A lot of guys have been there for 8, 7, 6 years, so this is their club.
Their coach played for Red Bull, actually.
Right.
I talked to my buddy David Leggio. We played 3 years there, won 3 German championships with Red Bull, and wanted to keep going, but they wanted to bring in some new people, and he played with that head coach. And I asked him, is Red Bull the premier organization in Germany? Right. And he said, well, they're one of them. Mannheim is also a really big one. Jochen Hecht played Yo-Yo. I'll just call him Yo-Yo. He played at Mannheim, and they used to have an open rink. It was like kind of like the new Bills Stadium, the new Highmark Stadium, where it was kind of covered, but there was a little opening in the middle. And then they built a brand new rink a few years back. But Yo-Yo used to tell us how unique Mannheim was and how great it was. But Red Bull has been the top organization, and the rank that you're going to see today is a state-of-the-art 10,000 seat rank.
Yeah, and branding's a big thing, right? I mean,
Red Bull.
We're talking F1, we're talking soccer, we're talking they're in everything.
Yes.
So that brand is everything. So
no,
I'm looking forward to it, but I that's why I think we'll see as close to even the opening night lineup for the Sabres, because I don't think there's the fear there of something's going to go terribly wrong. If we got to be careful, this guy. If it was, then, you know, obviously everyone's wondering if Dahlin plays. That'll be the big one. We'll watch warm-ups and see what happens there.
You know what? What Lindy said a couple of days ago, he said Dahlin is going to go full today, full tomorrow, and if everything's good, he's playing, you know, Friday. Yeah. I would think Dahlin's going to play. Which is interesting is who does he play with? Mm-hmm. Because at the start of training camp, it was penciled in Dahlin, Power, Byram, Jokiharju, Samuelson, Clifton.
Yeah.
But without Dahlin for the first two preseason games, they've adjusted and they put Byram with Power, and they've looked good. So now is Dahlin playing with Jokiharju because of, you know, a little shift on the fly? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, it makes sense to me. I don't know what
I had Dahlin, Jokiharju as my top pair anyway this summer, but you know, you got to adjust a little bit on the fly, so that'll be interesting too.
And we talked earlier, if anyone's just joining us, that Henry is one of those players that Rasmus has challenged to listen, you do have another level to your game, stop sulking, if that's what we want to call it, because you got sat down, let's go to work. And the go to work has been in practice. So, and I think Henry, probably if we sat down and talked to him, would say that was exactly what I needed, because he is a confident guy.
Very confident. He's got hot takes too.
Number 10 is a confident
guy. I want Henry's hot takes to come back to social media this year, because those were fantastic, and I think people loved it. It gave a look into how Jokiharju's personality.
Part of our broadcast.
We should have
Henry's hot takes.
Hot takes, yeah. We should do that. This
on the Black and Red Knights or something, we'll have a hot take, because it's, you know, the Black and Red's a hot take.
That would definitely be good. We're going to take a short break here before we have a little bit of a last segment. Look around the NHL. There was preseason games yesterday. There was injuries again. We saw, obviously, a ton of injuries two nights ago. Doughty went down. There was some injuries in the NHL again last night.
What do you think of the Ducks' new orange, or back to orange? Yeah,
okay, well, let's talk about that. The Ducks back to orange and the Ducks logo. We'll be right back here on Sabres Live. Dan Dunleavy, Marty Biron on MSG and WGR 550.